I wanted internal medicine to be the professional entry door or portal for patients of all kinds to access the potential and solutions provided. And we had a 10-point plan that Dave Link had put together, and we had the coincidence of genetic specialists and researchers in Gene Hoime and David Pierce. And of course, we had 180 internal medicine physicians who knew when they heard the plan early that they were being given the rarest of opportunities to be at the epicenter of the frontier of modern medicine. We had another unique and special moment as we talked to Denny, and that was a doctor, the one that had once again come to his aid and during a critical moment in his life, and was a dear, dear friend of his now and personal physician, Dr. Eric Larson. He was all in on this idea of internal medicine being the front door to genetics. And so we sat down with Mr. Sanford. We met, we discussed how genetics, molecular medicine, and DNA were now becoming a routine tool in unlocking an individual's pathway to overcoming disease, cancers, sickness, and pain. But that there was an opening, a hole, if you will, in the process of making this wonder of genetics a common practice that we at Sanford had the ability to fill. We had an ability to do something about it that no one else could. So we explained how we would execute and deliver on the talent, the technology, the facilities, and the delivery itself of this wonderful gift. As always, we assembled a dream team. Some of them you see here next to me. And they are the advisors and the experts that Mr. Sanford has come to know. And you'll hear of some of them and from some of them today. And he nodded after he heard the explanation, and then he asked me, what do I need? A hush came over this group, and I think it was because they wondered if I was actually going to say the number that we had already agreed to. And so I said, Denny, it's going to take $125 million. And that's what it'll take to get this done. He said, how soon can we make it happen? I said, we are already underway. We'll roll it out this spring. We'll break ground on the first of dozens of facilities across our region in 12 to 18 months. And then we're going to invest with colleges and universities immediately. He said, like he always does, let's do it. So once again, he's taken what was possible and today made it practical for everybody. Thank you, Mr. Sanford. We know, we watch TV, we know that DNA is used every day to make sure that we've apprehended the right criminal, that Angelina Jolie will take the right action to resolve her life-threatening but rare genetic condition to avoid death by breast cancer. Clinical genetics and DNA and molecular science is ready to solve thousands of these kinds of issues and more every day of our lives now. We know that we can put a drop of blood on a little chip. It's got hundreds of little dips, little ponds in this chip, thousands of them. And you drop your blood in it, and it can tell us and tell you what genetic profile and what genetic conditions that are unique to you that can make your life change and take the right actions just like Angelina Jolie did. Okay? And that exists. I'm holding it. We can do it now.